Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Yessica, Yessica, Soto, Sota, hyphen Venegas, Vanegas. Yessica Soto Venegas is a poor historian and has a significant difficulty with English. Prior to Weber, she relates that she fell on a floor at work and injured her lower back. Perici had further evaluation, including surgery, but is not receiving treatment at this time. Period. In paragraph, as per the records provided, she filed a claim petition relative to an event of 6/23/20. Period. She claimed she slipped and fell on the wet floor, causing injury to her lower back. Period. Medical records show she was seen by MedExpress on 8/3/20, stating 2 weeks ago she fell and hit her back while mopping the floor. Period. In parentheses, the timing here does not correlate with an incident on 6/23/20. Close parentheses. Period. She had limited lower back flexion and extension due to pain. Period. She was diagnosed with back and neck pain, for which she was prescribed medications and instructed on heat application. Period. She followed up here, such as on 8/17/20, when she was feeling about the same. Period. She was still waiting for authorization to attend physical therapy. Period. On 9/1/20, she remained symptomatic and again was advised to attend physical therapy. Period. Her diagnosis was back strain. Period. She continued to be seen in this group through 9/29/20, and was advised to follow up with a specialist. Period. New paragraph on 10/26/20. She saw Dr. Nazarian, N-A-Z-A-R-I-A-N, who, with an interpreter. Period. She complained of a low back pain with left S1 radicular pain. Period. She related she had fallen twice at work. Period. The first was when a chair slipped away from underneath her. Comma. 2 weeks prior to the reported injury in late July. Comma. Where she states she was mopping a floor and slipped and fell. Period. She had 12 sessions of therapy at that point. She did remain symptomatic. Dr. Nazarian opined she had axial neck, comma, bilateral arm, comma, low back, comma, left leg symptoms. Pretty referred her for an MRI scan. Period. X-rays of the lumbar spine taken that day demonstrated mild degeneration at L5-S1 with no signs of instability and maintenance of lumbar lordosis. Period. Cervical spine demonstrated minimal degenerative changes at C5-6, with no evidence of instability on flexion or extension views, and no evidence of scoliosis. Period. She followed up and remained symptomatic, and was prescribed the Medrol dose pack on 11/9/20. Period. Beginning 11/30/20, she also saw Dr. Mizrachi, M-I-Z-R-A-C-H-I. Period. He noted the lumbar MRI showed an L4-5 disc herniation and L5-S1 disc herniation. Period. She explained that she did not want surgical treatment and wanted to consider all conservative measures. Period. paragraph, the MRI studies will be inserted. Period. She saw Dr. Nazarian and his colleagues through 7/25/22. Period at that time. She had negative straight leg raising maneuvers with 5 out of 5 strength in all distributions. Period. He reviewed the latest MRI of 7/6/22. Period. He noted she was 5 months, status post left sided L4-5, hemilaminectomy, and microdiscectomy. Period. She had improvement in her symptomatology. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was also seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner on 2/17/21, period. He noted the mechanism of injury, comma, the treatment records so far, comma, and the MRI scans. Period. After his evaluation, Dr. Kirshner diagnosed low back pain as well as herniated nucleus pulposus at L4-5 and L5-S1, for which he recommended an epidural steroid injection. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers for sciatic nerve involvement was negative. Period. New paragraph. On 3/17/21, she came under the pain management care of Dr. Yanow, Y-A-N-O-W. Period. She suggested lumbar epidural injection. Period. On 4/7/21, they discussed treatment options, including one more epidural injection versus return to Dr. Nazarian for consideration of surgery. Period. She wanted to try an additional lumbar epidural injection. Period. This apparently was done on 4/20/21. Period. New paragraph on 3/23/21. Dr. Yanow actually performed the lumbar epidural injection. Period. This was repeated on 4/20/21. Period. Another MRI was done on 11/29/21 compared to the study of 11/4/20 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. Ultimately, she underwent surgery in the lumbar spine by Dr. Nazarian on 2/21/22. But this was a left-sided L4-5 and L5-S1 hemilaminectomy and microdiscectomy. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were lumbar stenosis and disc herniation from L4 through S1 on the left. Period. She did have postoperative follow-up with him. As noted above, period, she underwent a repeat lumbar MRI on 7/5/22 compared to the exam of 11/29/21. Period. Its results will be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. The petitioner asserts that in 2021, prior to the subject event, she injured her right shoulder and had filed a separate claim for this. Apparently, she attributes this to too much work doing mopping. Apparently, she states this also exacerbated her back symptoms. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal. Scratch that. Extremities upper. She was tender anteriorly at the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Period. She states she had 2 injections to the shoulder. Lower extremities normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline 2-inch longitudinal scar with preserved lower dotted curve. Period. Motion was full in all spheres, although left side bending elicited tenderness. Great supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 70 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees. No low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 6/23/20, Jessica Soto Venegas alleges she slipped and fell at work, injuring her lower back. Period. It does not appear that she sought treatment until presenting to MedExpress several weeks later on 8/3/22. Period. They initiated her in conservative treatment. Period. She also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Nazarian. Period. MRI studies of the cervical and lumbar spine were done on 11/4/20 to be inserted here. Period. She also participated in physical therapy. Period. Epidural injections were administered by Dr. Yanow, but she remains symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 2/21/22. She submitted to surgery by Dr. Nazarian to be inserted here. Period. She had a follow-up lumbar MRI on 7/5/22 to be inserted here. Period. He monitored her care 3/7/13/22. When she had globally diminished sensation throughout the left leg in a non-dermatomal fashion. Period. She had no straight leg raising sign. Period. Reviewed the later MRI. Period. Given her improvement in symptomatology, he cleared her at maximum medical improvement to return back to work full duty. Period. New paragraph. The current clinical exam was unimpressive. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had intact strength and sensation throughout all four extremities. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. And that is the end.